Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk. It's so good to be able to be on the air and to be able to share with you today. There's so much going on. I don't know where to begin, but we're going to take a stab at it as much as we can. And we're glad to have our co-host with us here today. So we'll be interacting back and forth. But we want to open up our program today talking about some of the tragedies that happened over there in Europe, primarily in London. You know, we have to stand together when it comes to terrorism. Terrorism is no joke. It's really not. And if you want to continue to appreciate and to value the importance of a free society, then you must do your vigilance, your vigilance to pay attention to what's going on around you, your surroundings, because there are some people that are just diabolically evil. They don't care, and they'll do whatever they can to hurt people, and that's unfortunate. And I want to commend the artists that came and did their concert again in spite of the loss of life that happened, to take a united stand. But just to see how tragedies strike it out, an individual just would just get in his vehicle and just maul people down on the London Bridge is just uncalled for. It's just unacceptable how people would do something like that. And the British Prime Minister, she said she'll rip up human rights laws that impede terror legislation, and she should. She really should. Terrorists, any form or fashion, need to have a regard for human life. They just should, and that's very, very important. So our thoughts and our prayers go out to the families who suffered loss in the midst of that rampage there, and we do want to be mindful of that. Well, what's else in the news that's going on? I'm sure a lot of you have been paying attention to what's happening with Bill Maher. And this guy, let me give you some background in case you don't know. He had a legislator, was a senator who came and visited him on his show, real time, with Bill Maher. And I guess he got a little bit too comfortable, very comfortable, because he was talking about a program he got where you work out in the field, and he asked Bill if he would come and would like to do that. And Bill said something that was inappropriate, definitely didn't make sense coming from him, but it was very racist in what he said, and what he said was, I am a house in. That's right, you fill in the blanks. That's what he said. I'm a house in, and I don't do things like that. Well, come on. Well, you did do something. You made an inappropriate racist statement that you did. And by the fact that you felt so comfortable that you would do that, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, Bianca, how in the world can a person get so comfortable that they would say something out of context concerning race, knowing very well the difference and the division that it was between the field and the house person, and he being a white male, What do you think prompts a person to get so comfortable to say something like that? Why do you think that happens like that?
I think people get comfortable to say stuff like that when they have regular conversation like that. So if they're talking with their friends or their family and that's something that they talk about regular, it's easy for you to talk how you normally talk as opposed to, for him it seemed regular.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't he didn't have any shock to it,
then
that seems like it was something that he was used to saying or used to talking about with people who he knows, who he's more familiar with. So sometimes you can have that where you get into a conversation similar to what you've already had with people who you're familiar with, and you just say what you're used to saying.
And you're absolutely right, because you can get comfortable. I don't think it's the first time he said that. I think he's making a comparison. I understand what he was saying, what he was trying to say, but it was just inappropriate. And even amongst us, it's a saying. But there was a difference. There was a clear difference. But a lot of people don't know this, but back during that time, sure, there was a real chasm between the field and the house individual, slave per se. But many times they worked together because the house was able to hear things that the master and mistress was talking about doing and so forth, and they would convey that out to the field. But at the same time, there was that uppity thing where those that worked in the house felt they were a little better than those that worked in the field. And in many cases, they did. They could identify with the circumstances that they were in. Whereas the field person just worked from sun up to sundown, dusk to dawn, and felt like this is just a never-ending story. The house individual all worked also too. But I just think that it's just inappropriate to say something like that. And we have to stand up and speak up every time we hear something like that. How in the world can we get so comfortable in society that we say stuff like that? And it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. Even though I guess he feels that that's the way he is. He's trying to make a comparison. But, Bill, that was ugly, inappropriately ugly, and you shouldn't have said it. You should not have said it. Well, another thing in the area of race and culture, some of you have seen the show Underground, and it's about enslaved individuals, men and women, who make their efforts to escape the plantation. And that show, sad to say, is being canceled. The network says in their new strategy of new things, it doesn't fit in that context. Maybe it don't, but is it basically, I guess it boils down, it's a financial thing. It's a financial decision. But the executive producer, who happens to be John Legend, who I admire deeply, says that he's going to try to find another home network where it can be continue its impact. And it shouldn't be like that to me. It seems like, why is it that in order for African Americans to get anything off the ground, why is it, Ms. Bianca, why is it there a struggle? Why does it have to be a struggle to get anything off the ground? Why is it like that? It shouldn't be like that. Why is that? What do you think?
Well, because people of power who can regulate those things have the money. So it's just like the way it's always been. If they don't want us to move forward, if they see something happening that's doing good, they have the ability to cancel it or to do whatever. John Legend's just a producer. If he had the ability to put it on, I mean, so if we think about the networks that are owned by Black people, there's only three: TV1, BET, and OWN Network.
Mm.
So if you think about that, that's like a very small pool in comparison to all the other TV stations there are.
Right.
So how do we have any rank? If that was the case, I'm sure John Legend would have tried to seek out it. First off, WGN is not really a mainstream station when you think of it. It's not a channel that you go to
to watch. In the Chicago area.
Oh, not in my area. But, I mean, if he should have sought out Netflix or Hulu or something, that a streaming service anyway to begin with. But it's all a learning process. We all learn and we all overcome obstacles. So that's what he's doing.
Well, you know, you talk about economic disparities, and it's not that we don't have capital. I mean, come on, there's Oprah Winfrey with Harpo Studios. There's Tyler Perry with his studios down in Atlanta. I just think we have to collaborate together. We're so divided, and we don't pull. Look at all the athletes. Look at all the entertainers. Look at all the excuse me. Look at all the volumes of money that is made and generated. There's no unacceptable reason why we should not have the resources that we can tap into to tell meaningful stories. And it shouldn't be like that. That story was having a major impact. And you know what I don't like about it? When Harry Tubman came, they cut it off. She's a freedom fighter. And, yes, we'll continue to fight on. But that drew a lot of new people who wanted to watch it and everything. And when it picked up its audience and everything, they cancel it. I don't know. There comes a time in life you get tired of being canceled. But you get tired of being canceled. You know, I'm not talking about outrageous stuff. There's some stuff you need to get canceled, such as what Kathy Griffin did. Did you hear about that over the weekend? Oh, my. You was having a good time wherever you were, your Memorial Day weekend. But let me tell you something. Kathy Griffin, who's a comedian, she went a little bit too far. She stepped out to the deep, and she's paying dearly for it. She took a photo of President Trump's head with blood and everything and held it up just like the ISIS people do. Now, is that funny?
Honestly, yes.
It is. Oh, my. Well, she said it, not me. I know he does a lot of things, but I tell you, I think that, you know, I believe that when God gives you a platform, and this is a platform, this is a platform that we have. When I come to you every week with Straight Talk is a platform that I can express my views and my perspectives. That's all. But I have to be mindful that I can say some damnable things that can hurt people and hurt myself. I try to be very cautious of that, even though I'm a big proponent of freedom of speech. But you got to be very careful, very careful. Does that mean I shouldn't say anything about President Trump? No. Yes. And no, I should. But I got to be very careful in what I say. And the thing of it is that you can't just do any asinine thing and think you're going to get away with it today. We no longer live in the information age. The information age is past. We got so much information that is bombarding us, we don't know what to do with it. We're now in the age, you ready for this one, Bianca? We're in the assimilation age. How in the world do you assimilate all of this information that we're getting? We got it coming to us from ABC, NBC, CNN, Blog Talk, and everything. How do we assimilate, digest all of this information? Well, I'm going to give you a secret, what I believe you should do. Eat the grapes and spit out the seeds. What do you think about that?
Good idea.
Eat the grapes and spit out the seeds. I think that's what we need to do. crazy stuff going on in this world here, and we need to be mindful of it and not give in at all, because it's just some stuff that I don't know. Bill Cosby's back in the scene again. Cosby accuser says she was drugged, and after she was drugged, he groped her, and I was literally frozen. She didn't know what to do. Bill Cosby's chief accuser took the stand at his sexual assault trial Tuesday to tell her story publicly for the first time, saying the comedian groped her after giving her 3 blue pills that left her paralyzed and helpless. Now, come on. What's up with this? It's coming out now. And this is a trial here that he's having. And I think that he's going to be found guilty. That's what I think. I think that if a man has to use the trickery, to seduce a woman into bed, I think that is sick. I think that is sad. I think it is pathetic. What happened to a rap? What happened to swag? I guess he ain't got none. Got to have a little blue pill, 3 of them. What was the name of the pills? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe? Catch a woman by her? I'll leave that with you. But anyway, keep your eyes on that. That's in there. I just don't support that. What's wrong with a man being a gentleman, Bianca? Come on. What's wrong with that?
I don't think it's anything wrong with it. I just think that because a lot of times the way society has evolved now, where a lot of women are more independent, they don't have to be dependent on a man anymore. So therefore, men don't feel the need to pursue as they needed to, because their role is still to be the provider. But a lot of women now take the role of, I have my own money, I have my own job, I can provide for myself, I don't need you. You're an additive to my lifestyle. So therefore, their approach is different.
Is that good or is that bad? I don't know. I think a woman should have some interdependence or codependence to the extent that she should not be dependent on a man. But, you know, I think that in all of God's creation, a woman is the most beautiful of all of God's creation. I just think that many men who feel inadequate and have the social skills to be able to date properly, they get into trickery and seductive ways of trying to force themselves upon an individual or use position, prestige, or power, and it should not be. And it seems like a lot of that stuff was in it, and so it's just unfortunate. Well, Mr. Bill, another bill. We're watching, and we'll soon find out about that. Well, what about also, too, this Russia situation that's going on? Now, this is starting to become a comedy of errors. Did you see the interview that Megyn Kelly? She's sharp. I like that woman. She's sharp. She is. She's sharp. She got her an interview with Putin. Yes, she did. Baltimore Putin. And, you know, I have to say this about Putin. That guy, there's something mysterious about him. He kind of got a little gangster side about him. He's got a little presidential side, and he's very witty. And when she was drilling him about Russia's interference in our election, he said, come on now. Then he started doing a name blame game. You Americans, you have interfered with most elections across the world. Sounds kind of trying to justify something to me. And he went on to say there are professional hackers who could have done that. Out of 17 Intel agencies that seek to get information, they all pointed a finger at Russia probing and interfering in our affairs. So we don't know. And there's still the situation of Flynn, who has to turn over documents to a panel probing Russia. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn turned over about 600 pages of document Tuesday to the Senate Intelligence Committee as part of its investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election, according to a congressional aide. The aide said that the committee has its work cut out for them. I tell you, I think the handwriting is on the wall. Something went on. Something definitely went on, and hopefully we'll see, we'll get to the nitty-gritty of that. We just don't know. But we have to not give up, because testimony's time's coming. And here's why former FBI Director Carney's testimony could haunt Trump's presidency. He knows something. He took notes. This guy's no dummy at all. And he's not tall in stature, but he's tall in wisdom concerning his position. And, you know, when you're in that Washington arena, it's cutthroat. And you better make sure you got your back covered. And I think he has his back covered, because when he goes before the Senate, the Congress, to testify, I tell you, it sounds to me like Watergate all over, in a different comparison, a different statue of it. And we need to get to the bottom of it, because it used to be government of the people, for the people, and by the people, but it's not like that at all. It's about who I can exercise my power over, and that really happens a lot. So we'll keep it up, and we'll see what's just going to happen. And we don't know, but we do want to make sure we take time to pay attention to what's going on. And it's hard, because I don't know. Sometimes you just don't know what to say or what to do. But there's going to be some real airing of the dirty laundry. Let's say it like that. And I think that it needs to happen, because it's going to reveal some things that are going on that we just don't pay attention to. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. So let's continue to be tuned in to what's going on, and we'll find out more and more. I would also like to say to the graduates, now you've spent your time studying, you spent your time graduating, and what are you going to do? Well, don't just rush right into what you think you like to do or what you want to hope to become. Take some time for yourself. Yeah. Take some time. And I'm not talking about taking the time for yourself and going off doing something crazy and hurting yourself and wasting all what you spent years of educational, academic achievement to attain. But just take some time to have some fun, to relax, get your priorities in order, to focus, and just come back at it again. Come back at it, because we need you. You are the next generation, and it's so very important that you adhere to the things that you spent time developing in. And so don't waste it all. Don't throw it all down the tube. It's very important. So you need to do that, because it'll make a very important time in your life. And we want you to be aware of that. So, what do you think about some of the things we talked about? If you feel like you like to chime in, you can give us a call. You really can. Come on, give us a call. at Straight Talk with Stan Macklin, 347-850-1598. What is it that you like to talk about? What is it that you would like for us to focus on? We'd be more than glad to help you share your thoughts and your perspective, because this is not a one-way platform. We've said that so many times. It's an opportunity for you to share your thoughts. And we won't leave you waiting in the call pen. We'll pull you out and allow you to hear your perspective. I challenge you, really. I want to hear from you. There's a lot going on, as I said. There's anger concerning the extremist attacks that are happening over in Britain. There's so many things that are going on the domestic scene. And at the same time, you need to be encouraged, not discouraged, because there's too much discouragement that is going on today. And you can know that your voice does make a difference. And that's why we got this platform, to do our best to make a difference and to give you a insight and perspective into what's going on. So we don't want you to feel discouraged at all, but feel free to exercise your vote. Now, that's one thing I'll say about this president. And this president that we have is a reflection of what's been going on in society. He's not afraid to use Twitter to share his opinion. He'll do it in a minute. He will. And this is something unheard of, something that's unprecedented. President, where this president, he uses Twitter to make his thoughts known. He'll do it whenever he feel like it, to share his perspectives with people. And I guess you could say it's official, because it's coming from him. It's what he does. That's what he does. And we want to be open and share our perspectives and don't try to hide them or anything like that. It makes a difference. So I want to just say that if you also, too, got some various topics that you want us to deal with, let us know, because we want to share with you. I did get in a conversation earlier this week with one person that asked me about First Lady Melinda Trump, why she didn't wear a headscarf in Saudi Arabia. Well, if you know anything about when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans, that stands true. It's an offensive to go against their culture and for a woman not to have her hair unveiled. But let's face it, she's a white woman. She's the first lady of, and she's not going to bow down to some perspectives that just don't require her to do as such here in America. So that's one reason why she didn't have her headscarf on. But anyway, I learned from having traveled into 17 different countries, when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do, because you're a guest and you can be held accountable for your misdeeds or your actions. So think about it. Well, we're going to close out our program, and we're going to be having a special guest on in the near future, and we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in the legislative arena here in the Commonwealth, as well as across the country. And we're going to be having armed chief legislative advocate, King Salamine, and he'll be on the program to talk about that. So whatever you're going through, don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Just remember that change is coming. And it's not outlook, but it's the outlook. It's the uplook that makes the difference. Have a good day. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. One day when the glory comes.
When the war is won, we will be sure.